Another famous house is Philbrook, of course.
Yes.
Villa Philbrook, built by Waite Phillips and Genevieve. It's on 23 acres. Tell us about the architect and describe it a little bit.
Well, it was designed by Kansas City architect Edward Delk. He is quite well known in Kansas City. He designed the Phil Tower building for Phillips. He designed several large houses in Bartlesville. It's a large Italian Renaissance-style structure. And, of course, the Phillips gave it to the city for an art museum, and it's being taken care of beautifully. The story is one of Phillips' right-hand men was Otis McClintock, who was president of First National Bank here for years. He and his wife built the large house at 41st and Lewis on the northwest corner, the big white French one, beautiful. John Duncan Forsyth takes credit for designing that. The story was that he and Donald McCormick went into partnership to design it. I think Forsyth did most of the detailing and things. But Phillips said to Otis McClintock, "Now, when you get ready to build that house, I'm going to help you pick out an architect." Because he said, "The biggest mistake I've ever made was in building Philbrook." He said, "I built a palace and not a home." He said, "I want you to use Donald McCormick because he will give you a good livable plan, and John Duncan Forsyth, who will give you a beautiful house." The two of them also associated on Southern Hills Country Club.
Then they hired a landscape architect to design the gardens?
Yes, but he's a very well-known landscape architect out of Kansas City, well-known for his landscape design.
I interviewed Chope Elliott Phillips, the son of Waite Phillips. He was 8 or 9 years old living there, and he'd go up on the top floor and roller skate because there's a ballroom up there.
Yes, oh yes.
In the interview on this website, I said, "Well, was there a room in that house that you really liked the best?" He says, "No." He says, "It didn't make any difference to me." He says, "As far as I was concerned, I could just as well be living in a log cabin."
Yeah.
And he did not care about the wealth that went with it.
Yes.
I would encourage those who are listening to listen to Chope.
May I put a little bit of advertising in here? My next book is going to be Flowers by Mrs. DeHaven, which I think I've mentioned. And in their archives, in 1927, Waite and Genevieve Phillips had an open house, and they invited 500 people for a sit-down dinner. They hired the entire staff of the Tulsa Club. One of the busboys, who later became a waiter, and I forget his name now, he wrote the story of the open house as seen through his eyes. And it's wonderful, and it's going to be in my Miss DeHaven's book.
Is that where Genevieve, did she come down the staircase?
Yes, he describes it as that. Some people that knew her said they didn't think she ever did that, but who knows?
Right.
Makes a good story.